Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, our mission is really targeted. It's aimed squarely at you if you're an entrepreneur, an owner, or a key decision maker in a small or medium-sized business.
Right.
We are looking for the absolute best foundation for building custom software in, say, the next few years. And we're diving deep into the technical and, maybe more importantly, the financial case for Microsoft's .NET 8 framework.
That's right. And every growing business, I mean, everyone, hits this painful fork in the road with their tech stack. We've gone through your sources to pull out the critical data points, performance, security, long-term costs that make .NET 8 a surprisingly compelling choice for bespoke apps right now.
And we really have to start with the core problem that even drives this whole conversation. We're calling it the SMB software dilemma. It's that moment when your off-the-shelf software just stops working for you.
Precisely. You know, businesses start with generic tools, basic CRM, maybe an industry standard accounting package.
Yeah.
But as they grow, as they specialize, those tools, they become chains. They hit a wall.
And that wall isn't really a lack of features. It's a lack of specialized workflows.
Yes.
It's that moment your process for, say, client onboarding requires 7 manual steps across 3 different systems that don't talk to each other.
Okay.
Or you just cannot generate the exact report your leadership needs to make a big decision.
Exactly. The off-the-shelf stuff, it forces these huge compromises. You get poor integrations, you have painful workarounds, and when you hit that point, you've got, what, 3 choices?
Okay.
You can keep wrestling with that ill-fitting software, which is just operational drag. You can shell out, I mean, millions for some giant enterprise platform built for a Fortune 500 company.
Right, which isn't realistic.
Or you build something custom, something tailored precisely to your unique advantage in the market.
And what the sources clearly show is that building custom, when you're on the right foundation, has a total cost of ownership that's really starting to make sense for SMBs. So our focus is why .NET 8 is that smart foundation.
It starts with stability and performance.
Okay, let's unpack this. When we talk about investing in custom software for an SMB, predictability is, well, it's everything.
Paramount, yeah.
You have to know your foundation isn't just going to vanish or need some emergency overhaul next year. So let's start right there with the stability of .NET 8.
This is where the whole long-term support, or LTS designation, becomes a massive business advantage. So Microsoft released .NET 8 back in November 2023.
Right.
And by making it an LTS version, they guaranteed support, security updates, bug fixes, all the way through November 2026.
Wait, let me stop you there. I'm an SMB owner. Why is a 3-year guarantee such a big deal?
Because it lets you budget and plan strategically. Think of it like a work truck. You know exactly when the next big service is due.
Okay.
This 3-year window means you can pour your resources into building new features that make you money, not spending unexpected time and cash on mandatory migrations or fighting fires on an old, unsupported framework. It's just certainty for your investment.
Stability is great, but the part that gets me excited is the measurable performance improvements, the stuff that immediately reduces your operating costs.
And the sources make a really compelling case here. We're not talking about, you know, tiny little improvements. Performance benchmarks show .NET 8 apps running up to 20% faster than the previous version.
20%? That's significant.
It is. But speed isn't the only metric that hits your wallet.
I'm guessing you're about to talk about memory consumption, which is tied directly to my monthly cloud bill.
Precisely. Less memory usage means you need less powerful and therefore less expensive hosting. If you were forced to run your app on, say, an expensive high-tier virtual machine because of memory bloat, the efficiency of .NET 8 might let you step down to a mid-tier instance. That one change can cut your monthly cloud spend by 30, maybe 40% year after year. That's real cash back in the business.
That is a huge operational advantage. But let's zoom in on a technical detail that actually delivers a massive productivity gain. Native ahead of time compilation, or AOT. What is that? Why should I care?
So AOT is essentially pre-translation. Normally, when you launch an app, the computer spends a little time translating the code into something the processor can understand.
Yeah.
With native AOT, that translation work is done before the application ever runs. It's pre-compiled.
So the work is already done. It just starts.
It just starts.
Yeah.
Almost instantly. And for your internal tools, like the app your warehouse team uses to scan inventory, that's a huge deal. If you have employees opening and closing an app hundreds of times a day, those seconds of load time, they add up.
2 hours of wasted productivity over a year.
Serious hours. AOT removes that drag. It's a hidden efficiency gain that directly impacts your team's output.
Speed and savings are compelling. But for any system that's handling client data or proprietary information, security is completely non-negotiable.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we have to start with the risk. Industry reports, they estimate a single security breach can cost a small business an average of $120,000.
Wow. For a lot of SMBs, that's an extinction-level event.
It is. So the question is, how does choosing .NET 8 help mitigate that risk?
Right.
The key is that .NET 8 provides robust, enterprise-grade security features right out of the box.
Yep.
Your developers don't have to code these things from scratch, which is where subtle and very costly mistakes get made.
Tell me more about those built-in protections. What are we talking about?
We're talking about everything you'd expect. Enhanced authentication that easily supports modern needs, like single sign-on, multi-factor authentication, and really detailed role-based access.
So a developer just plugs into these systems instead of trying to invent them.
They plug into battle-tested systems, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a massive quality assurance advantage, especially since most SMBs don't have, you know, a dedicated security audit team.
That makes sense.
And beyond that, the framework automatically protects against the most common web attacks, things like SQL injection, cross-site scripting. It handles that through automatic input sanitization. The framework is doing the heavy lifting to keep the app secure.
And the LTS guarantee means predictable security patches for 3 years from Microsoft's own team.
Peace of mind. Massive peace of mind.
Okay, now let's tackle the headache that hits every successful business. Scaling. I start with 10 users, but 18 months later, I have 1,000. Can a .NET 8 app handle that without just collapsing?
It's a critical question.
Mm-hmm.
And older frameworks often did chwick on that kind of growth. .NET 8 addresses scaling through some really foundational improvements in resource management, specifically something called garbage collection.
Okay, for those of us who aren't developers, what is garbage collection?
Think of it as the janitor for the software. It automatically cleans up memory that the application isn't using anymore. If the janitor is slow or inefficient, the app gets clogged up with junk, it slows down, and eventually it crashes. .NET 8 improved the janitor dramatically. Mm. It lets the application use resources way more efficiently so it can handle big spikes in activity without the whole system grinding to a halt.
And what about the data side of things? Because running big reports, that's often the bottleneck. We've all been there, where the end-of-month report locks up the system for everyone.
That's where Entity Framework Core 8, or EF Core 8, comes in. It's the tool the app uses to talk to your database. And EF Core 8 includes specific optimizations that slash report generation times and improve throughput for heavy transaction loads. So you can run that end-of-month report in minutes, not hours.
And structurally, how does it support that growth from 10 to 1,000 users?
It supports both ways of scaling seamlessly. You could do vertical scaling, which is just getting a more powerful server,
right,
or horizontal scaling, which is spreading the work across lots of smaller, cheaper servers. The key is the architecture supports this evolution without needing a complete, costly rewrite of the code when you hit that growth spurt.
That flexibility is crucial. But let's talk about a big challenge, vendor lock-in. People hear Microsoft, they immediately think, oh, I'm locked into Windows servers and expensive databases. Why should an SMB choose .NET 8 over something that feels more open, like Node.js or Python?
That is a fair and a really critical question. But what's fascinating is that the modern .NET has completely shed that old reputation. It runs natively on Windows, Linux, and macOS without any code changes.
So I can have my team develop on a Windows machine, but I can deploy the final app on a cheaper Linux server.
Precisely. You choose your hosting environment based purely on cost and technical needs, not because the framework forces you to. And for deployment, it has first-class support for containers like Docker and Kubernetes, which aligns it perfectly with modern, cost-effective cloud practices.
Okay, now for integration. This is arguably the most critical part for any SMB that isn't starting from a blank slate. The new system has to talk to all the old systems.
And this is where the maturity of the platform really shines. It has robust, standardized support for everything. REST APIs, SOAP web services, message queues. This is how your new system pulls data from a legacy inventory system or pushes transactions into your existing accounting software.
And going back to that lock-in question, am I forced to use Microsoft's SQL Server for my database?
Absolutely not. Entity Framework Core connects to almost anything. PostgreSQL, MySQL, Oracle, even NoSQL options like MongoDB. It is genuinely cross-database, and it has native integration with all the major cloud providers, Azure, AWS, and Google Cloud.
So all of this pre-built functionality must feed directly into development speed, the time to market.
It does. Developers spend less time building basic plumbing. And C#12, the language it uses, has something called strong typing. which is a huge quality safeguard.
Explain that.
It just means the compiler, the tool that builds the software, catches a whole class of logical errors during development, before your users ever see them. For an SMB without a huge QA team, that's like having a free automated quality assurance layer built right in.
Okay, let's talk budget directly. Total cost of ownership, TCO. We've talked about efficiency, but why is a .NET 8 custom solution financially a smart move?
Well, the starting point is pretty undeniable. The framework itself is completely free and open source.
Zero licensing fees.
Zero licensing fees, zero runtime royalties. That eliminates a recurring cost that can really inflate the TCO over time with some other platforms.
And what about the people? The cost of finding and hiring developers.
.NET is one of the most widely adopted platforms in the world. There's a huge global talent pool, and that means competitive labor costs, and it's easier to find someone to maintain the system long term. You're not stuck with some niche technology where there are only 5 developers in the country who know it.
Let's put some real numbers on those hosting cost savings we talked about earlier.
Because of the efficiency, our sources suggest a typical small business web app on .NET 8 could run really comfortably on infrastructure costs in just, say, $50 to $200 a month. And that's serving hundreds of users.
$50 to $200 a month.
Yeah. When you factor in the development speed, that free QA from the strong typing and the low hosting cost, the financial case gets very, very robust.
So if you're an SMB trying to decide what to build first, what kind of apps give the best ROI on .NET 8?
It really excels where speed, data accuracy, and complex logic are key. Think custom inventory systems, sophisticated e-commerce platforms, or a custom CRM built for a niche industry's compliance needs.
Right.
But the absolute highest ROI, I think, comes from internal business process automation.
Building a tool to manage a unique workflow that right now involves dozens of emails and spreadsheets. Automating that stuff just slashes your operational overhead.
Okay, finally, future-proofing. We know the current LTS ends in November 2026. How do I make sure this investment I'm making today doesn't become obsolete? Microsoft has a very predictable roadmap. A new version comes out every year, and a new LTS version comes out every 2 years.
So you can plan for it.
You can plan your upgrades strategically. There are no sudden, urgent migrations you're forced into. And Microsoft's commitment to backward compatibility is very strong. An app built on .NET 8 today is designed to migrate smoothly to future versions. Your investment retains its value for a long, long time.
And our sources show that the companies actually delivering these solutions to SMBs are pairing this great tech with a really sensible business approach. They're emphasizing clear communication, transparent pricing, and phased implementation.
That partnership-grade technology with a pragmatic, risk-averse rollout is what makes this a reality for growing businesses today, not just a dream.
Okay, let's do a quick recap of the core takeaways. First, stability. That's the 3-year long-term support until late 2026. It lets you budget predictably.
Second, performance. Up to 20% faster, and lower memory use means lower cloud bills.
Third, security. Enterprise-grade protections are built in, not an afterthought. It just reduces your risk.
And finally, flexibility. It's cross-platform, free, and open source.
Right.
And just to hit that vendor lock-in concern one last time, remember, you can run your .NET 8 app on a Linux server with a PostgreSQL database. It's stable and secure without forcing you into the rest of the Microsoft ecosystem.
So since .NET 8 provides all these tools for rapid development and enterprise-grade scaling at such a great TCO, the biggest variable left isn't the tech. It's whether your business has clearly defined the precise workflows that only custom software can deliver. And that leads to the thought we want to leave you with.
Mm-hmm.
What is the single biggest wall your current generic software is forcing you to compromise on today? And what is the actual dollar value of the operational drag that compromise is costing your business every single month?